Well, you heard about that solution there, a pipeline. What about a much bigger pipeline that would go all the way from the eastern part of the U.S. out to the west? Pat Mulroy has proposed such a solution in the past. She led the Southern Nevada Water Authority for many years and is now a senior fellow for Brookings Mountain West. She joins us from Las Vegas. Pat, welcome back to Here and Now.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you had this exact idea back in 2011 when there were historic floods in the Mississippi River Valley. What exactly did you propose?
Well, I think you need to step back from this about six paces. When you look at some of the massive flooding that has occurred, it would start to make you think there has to be a better way than simply to dispose of these waters in one way or another, either flooding fields, which is a traditional method along the Mississippi, or in the alternative, dumping straight into the ocean. I mean, there is a certain flow that the estuary of the Mississippi needs, but then there is that which is too much. Once you have rethought flood control on the Mississippi River and you start building reservoirs and capturing that water, what do you do with it? There are lots of opportunities between here and the Mississippi where there are water problems. Of course, the Colorado River is one of them. Several years ago, the states, in cooperation with Interior, did a basin study looking at the Colorado River Basin. And I think the reality that there's less water in this river system than was originally thought has finally set in for everyone. And so when you look at augmenting this system, there isn't one silver bullet answer. You're going to have to look at a mosaic of different approaches. You know,
about the idea, though, of a pipeline? Is that part of that mosaic?
It is one of the alternatives that was looked at in the basin study and one that, quite frankly, Interior said we're not ready for. My sense of urgency might be a little bit more acute than theirs. I know that in the past, engineering studies have been done that have suggested that that is absolutely feasible, and the politics of it will be a little bit more difficult.
And the cost, which could reach up into the hundreds of billions of dollars.
Well, that depends on where you live or do deliver it and where you take it from. Now, I think it's time that the engineering analysis be done and someone roll up their sleeves and actually look at, all right, if you were going to do this, what would it entail and what would the costs include? Right now, everybody is just pulling numbers out of thin air.
When you have talked about this in the past, and I found this very interesting, you described a problem that this nation doesn't have a comprehensive water policy, that it is balkanized in a way.
Well, you have very different water laws. You have in the 17 western states, for the vast majority of them, have a priority water rights system, whereas you have a riparian law in the eastern United States. In the west, there's no connection in most areas between land and the water that lies beneath it, whereas in the riparian areas, any water that lies beneath a land surface, the landowner has the right to use. So very, very, very different approaches.
Right. And to that point, there's not a national policy that says we've got too much water in this area and not enough water over here. So let's move some of this water over to the place where there's not enough water. That's really done on a state basis or even a local basis.
Well, that's foundational to our Constitution. Water is a state right.
So, Pat Mulroy, not getting too far ahead of ourselves, but what do you think the chances are that there is some kind of a large pipeline that runs through many states, bringing water from an area that has a lot of it to an area that doesn't have a lot of it in the next 20, 30 years?
I want to say that differently. That is but one piece of a solution. We are not going to conserve our way out of this. We are going to have to push conservation to its reasonable level. But we're not going to wipe out all of agriculture. We are not going to destroy any number of farm communities in the Colorado system. Yes, they have to be partners. And yes, they can help manage through the short term. But when you look out 30, 40, 50 years, the Colorado River somehow, through a myriad of actions, has to be augmented. That will include some desalination. That will most likely include some other form of taking advantage of opportunities where there is more water than possibly can be managed.
That's Pat Mulroy, the former general manager of the Southern Nevada Water Authority, which is credited under her leadership, by the way, with taking Las Vegas and turning it from a place that we think of as filled with excess into one of the smartest water cities in the country when it comes to conservation. She's now a senior fellow for Brookings Mountain West. Pat Mulroy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And let us know what you think about this. Could a cross-country pipeline solve the West's water shortage? HereAndNow.org.